the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? Oh, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Oh, his report says I am healed. And his report says I am filled. Oh, his report says I am free. And his report says victory. Hallelujah. Whose report will you believe? Oh, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? Oh, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to have our kids march. Amen. Hallelujah. When we were watching that video for kids ministry, I agree wholeheartedly with everything that that man said. Amen. I've gotten way more out of kids ministry than I ever put into it. Amen. So good. Kids, are you ready for Sunday school? You guys should have seen what I just seen. Hayden got that full force right in the face. He goes, and then backed away. Are you young people ready for Sunday school today? Okay. Somebody gave a thumbs up. We're ready. All right. Oh, whose report will you believe? We shall
believe the report of the Lord.
Whose report will you believe? Oh, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Oh, his report says I am healed. And his report says I am filled. Oh, his report says I am free, and his report says victory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, I've got a teaching session this morning. Turn with me to Luke chapter 24, and I'm going to begin to read at verse number 45. This is one of my, I've got a lot of favorite verses. But this is one of them, one that I really, really like. Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse number 45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. This is Luke chapter 24, by the way. It's way at the end of the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. The disciples have been with him for 3+ years. They have walked with him, talked with him. They have seen him do miracles. They have been by his side. They've been a part of the ministry. And then we get to this portion of Scripture, that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. I tell you what, this portion of Scripture is just as real and as valid today as it was on the day that it was spoken. It's still right that God wants to pour out His Spirit. Amen. My teaching today is on this subject. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now that in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, your will be accomplished. Lord, that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your purpose, Lord, would be fulfilled. Praise the name of God. I worship you. I thank you. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Just a further comment I forgot to mention. While I was serving in junior camp some years ago, I used to do that every year, Sister Vicki Vernon, who is the speaker at our Connecticut Impact Services, both of them, she commonly or quite often was the speaker at junior camp while I was there. And in those meetings, we would have year after year after year of every single camper in the house that wanted to receive the Holy Ghost did. Amen. All of them, praise God, would get the Holy Ghost. Many years. So praise the Lord. I look forward to seeing the ministry and the people, and I look forward to what God is going to do. I have very high expectation, amen, for what God is doing. Amen. I want to, normally, this lesson or this topic, I would teach on a Wednesday night. But on a Wednesday night, somehow we have about half this many people on Wednesday night. I wish that all of us would be here. And I do want this message to go out to as much of our church as is humanly possible. I'd like to convey this message to everybody that is associated with our church. Amen. So therefore, I'm teaching it today. Let me continue. Acts chapter 2, verse number 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. God's not changing his mind. This is it. This is what he said. This is what he does. It's still invoked in power today. Amen. Continuing, Acts chapter 10, beginning to read at verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. You may be surprised on who can get the Holy Ghost. They were. Amen. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And they commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 19. Let me begin to read at verse number 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. So everybody that came got the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. If you want the Holy Ghost, come to the Holy Ghost service. Praise the Lord. You see, the promise, this promise, this very special promise from God to us is for every believer. Everybody, anybody, everybody can and should receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. You shall be, notice on that sign right behind me, shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's in the Bible. Amen. The evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. See, John, or Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse number 5, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You got to have both. You got to do it all. Living for God is not a part-time thing, my friend. And you got to give everything to Jesus. Amen. You see it in the Word? That's what God wants you to do. Praise the Lord. You see, there is a great spiritual awakening, even a revival of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost in our day, in the kingdom of God. In fact, I know that there are greater, more numerous accounts of people receiving the Holy Ghost in my lifetime than in all the days recorded in Scripture altogether. There are tens and even hundreds of thousands of people receiving the Holy Ghost in our day, just like they did in the Bible. Yet, questions still remain. Questions remain in the minds of people in our society, and even in some in our churches. Is the Holy Ghost essential to salvation? How does one receive the Holy Ghost? What is the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost? Is this experience for all believers? You know, there's answers to all of our questions in the Scriptures, in the Bible. It tells us. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is for all believers. As Peter stated at Pentecost, this Acts 2:38, repent, be baptized, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The very next verse, Acts chapter 2, verse 39, says, and it's talking about this promise, it's talking about Acts 2:38, verse 39 says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. God's not changing his mind. This is what he wrote. This is what he planned. This is the plan of salvation. It's what God intended for us to have. The Holy Spirit provides the power to live an overcoming life. Amen. It is victorious Christians living life with joy. Amen. Power to overcome the devil, to overcome sin and flesh. You know, you can possibly be your worst enemy. It might be you causing the problem. You ever thought about that? But if I'll serve God, God will lead me in a way that I'll get rid of that problem. I won't have that problem anymore. Praise the Lord. Power over sin. Power to be a witness. Amen. That's the Holy Ghost. Our lives are transformed. We are changed by the supernatural experience of the infilling of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. You know, there'll be some in our world that they think preaching like this is weird. You know, they may think that preaching or teaching like this is, you know, that guy's gone off his rocker. No, I just believe the Word of God. I just see what the Word of God says, and what happened there in the Bible still happens now. He's the same God then as he is today, and he's going to be the same God again tomorrow. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You see, what must we do? That's a pretty good question, don't you think? They asked it back then. I had to ask it in my life when I turned toward God. You had to ask it in your life. What must I do? We say we, but it comes down to I. What do I got to do? You know, this was asked of Peter on the day of Pentecost. We are not saved by works, but by the grace of God. In our class, our elements class this morning, we asked a question very similar on this very topic and talking about grace. And someone said it was the unmerited favor of God. I believe it is. That was a good answer in my book. But I believe grace is the extension of God's love to us. Amen. When we couldn't earn it and we couldn't buy it, we couldn't be good enough to receive it, there's nothing we could do to get equal with God. You can't get that good. But yet, God extended his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Whew, that's my God. That's the God that I serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. James chapter 2, verse 17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yeah, I can't work my way into heaven. That's not going to work. I can't do enough to be right before God. It is the grace of God. It is the name of Jesus Christ. It is his sacrifice, not mine. It's his sacrifice on the cross at Calvary that paid for sin. So I can believe, but if I have not works, if I don't do what the Bible says, then if I believe but I don't do, that's not good. When faith is generated in our heart, it will force us to act on that faith. Amen. Moving us, the power of God leads us to follow the Word of God. Amen. We got to believe on Jesus Christ. How do you receive the Holy Ghost? What must we do? We got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. He is the only God. There is no other God beside him. Amen. Jesus is the Almighty God. Amen. The first step to salvation is faith. Paul, speaking to the Philippian jailer, explained how that he could be saved. Acts chapter 16, verse 27. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. If the prisoners got away, guess what? His life would be the cost of that. But Paul, verse 28, cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Here's the question. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." That's where we start. You got to start by believing in Jesus Christ. Amen. There is no salvation outside of the cross at Calvary. Jesus Christ paid the price of his own blood on that cross that we might be saved. Jesus asked his disciples in Matthew chapter 16, read from verse 14. And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." You ask people out in the world, they're going to tell you a whole bunch of different things about who Jesus is. Some would tell you that he is the second part in a triune trinity. No, it's Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. Jesus is the Almighty. Amen. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So, neither is salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's Acts 4:12. If we are to be saved, we must start by believing in Jesus Christ as our only Savior. There is no, don't confuse things. Keep it simple. I like things simple. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If you need God, Jesus. If you want to pray, Jesus. Everything about God is Jesus. Keep it simple. Praise the Lord. We got to believe, and repentance is necessary. In Luke chapter 24, verse 47, it says, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name." I looked up in a lexicon, a Bullinger Bible lexicon, about the word repentance. And it says, to change one's mind and purpose. Talking of repentance. This change is always for the better and denotes a change of moral thought and reflection. Not merely to repent of, nor to forsake sins, but to change one's mind and appreciation regarding it. God changed my thinking. Amen. When I came to him. Come to again from the lexicon, to come to a right understanding. To have a genuine change of heart. And life from worse to better. You know, it doesn't matter where you start. God always makes your life better. Maybe your life ain't so bad, but God can make your life better. Amen. To repent is to change one's mind and purpose, and to be remorseful for the sin that has ruled in your heart previously. Repentance is to genuinely change our attitude towards sin and to want righteousness to reign in our hearts. It is the essence of the publican's prayer, Luke chapter 18, verse 13. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Praise the Lord. The purpose for which Jesus died was that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. We, as mortals, as fleshly humans, with a sinful nature, we are sinners, the enemies of Christ's cross. And we, the sinner, need a Savior to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can't get good enough on your own. You need Jesus. I need Jesus. We all need Jesus. Praise the Lord. A cup of water. Acts 22, verse 16. And now, why tarry thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That tank is one of the spots that your sins can be washed away. Without baptism, your sins are not remitted. They're not paid for. Because the Bible says baptism in the name of Jesus Christ remits for the remission. You see that word in that verse? In the name of Jesus Christ tells us what to do, how to do it, and why. In one verse of Scripture. It is awesome. You see, at repentance, our sins are confessed, and we make a commitment to live for God. However, the record of our sins is not removed until baptism, because the name of Jesus has not yet been applied. You see, this illustrates very well the tabernacle in the wilderness. The altar represented the place that the sacrifice would be given, the place where the lamb or the bull or, thank you, whatever it was, the animal sacrifice would be sacrificed. But then the minister, the priest, had to wash in the laver before he could move on into the Holy of Holies, before he could continue to minister. You know, yeah, we may make a sacrifice. We may give ourselves to God. We may do what we need to do, but we still need to be washed. We still need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Baptism is essential. Now, we also have to have faith for the promise. In God's plan for every believer to receive, it is God's plan for every believer to receive the Holy Ghost. That's just a point blank statement. God wants you to have the Holy Ghost. That's not a question. It's not some get it and some don't. No, God wants everybody to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It should be as normal as believing in God. It should be as normal as repenting of your sins. Amen. It's God's promise to all believers. Acts chapter 8, verse number 1. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 2, verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You see, we are those who are afar off. You know, it was some 2,023 or so years ago that Jesus made that sacrifice. Amen. Changed time forever. Amen. Jesus Christ made the difference. Praise the Lord. We are they who are afar off. We are yet receiving the promise that God gave then. We're receiving still today. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. The Old Testament prophets saw it happening, and it is happening today. Praise the Lord. How do you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? How they in the Bible receive the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 1, verse number 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Certainly, tarrying is a good thing. Keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep hoping and wanting and desiring the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I've seen some people come in the back door, get off their pew at the beginning of the altar call. And you know what? I'll even go a step back. My wife received the Holy Ghost in a youth prayer meeting on a Friday night. And there might have been 10 people there. You know, and they were kind of scattered all through the sanctuary, everybody praying by themselves. Jeanette received the Holy Ghost all by herself in a youth prayer meeting. Nobody was shaking her head, and nobody was. But I have seen people just give it all on the altar, and they too received the Holy Ghost. And I've seen it lots and lots and lots of different ways. But however it is that God gives you the Holy Ghost, that's God's will for you. Amen. Got to continue. Doubt, there's some things, some obstacles why sometimes people are delayed in receiving the Holy Ghost. One of those is doubt. Some people believe that the Holy Ghost is not for us today. Well, too late to tell me. I know the Holy Ghost is real. Amen. And a whole bunch of other people in this place know that the Holy Ghost is real. Amen. Praise Lord. So don't doubt. Some people are fearful. Those who fear the results of receiving the Holy Ghost. Well, what's going to happen in my family? What's going to happen with my spouse? What's going to happen with my job? Or what's going to happen to me if I live a Christian life? Good things are going to happen to you when you live a Christian life. I can tell you that right now. Praise the Lord. Don't fear. Just believe. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord. How about pride? Pride is something that can hinder you from receiving the Holy Ghost. Some are unable to humble themselves to yield to the Holy Ghost. Fear of embarrassment can hinder someone. God's Spirit will never cause you or anyone that is to receive the Holy Ghost to be embarrassed in any manner. Amen. Worldliness can hinder you from receiving the Holy Ghost. Come out from that and be ye holy. Amen. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. They worshiped. Here's a key. This is a key in receiving the Holy Ghost right here. Someone say with me, worship. Say it again. Worship. Praise the Lord. Luke 24, verse 52 and 3. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Worship is a key in receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost fell at Pentecost in an atmosphere charged with people who were worshiping and praising God. You see, we must ourselves worship God. Worship in order to receive the Holy Ghost, His Holy Spirit. We should magnify God, give it all unto Him, give Him praise. Yes, even in song, yes, in prayer. Lifting up your hands, giving ourselves unto Him. There's lots of different ways to worship Him. You find out how you can worship Him and worship Him. Amen. I'm not telling you, everybody doesn't have to do the same thing. You don't have to clap your hands or, you know, you don't have to do it any particular way, but you do have to worship. Praise the Lord. Acts 8, verse 17. You know, they received the Holy Ghost by the laying on of the hands of the ministry. And they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. You see, the revival at Samaria was come to a peak by when Peter and John laid their hands on the believers, and they received the Holy Ghost. Amen. That was as good as it got. God's pouring out His Spirit. John's disciples at Ephesus were baptized in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 19, verse number 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. You see, God honors faith. And faith is often released by the laying on of the hands of the ministry. Praise the Lord. When they heard the word, preaching will help us receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 10, verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Amen. The householder Cornelius was the first Gentile, one of the first Gentiles, and he was hungry for God in a repented condition and ready to receive the Spirit while Peter was preaching. You know what? You don't have to wait for the altar call. Amen. You can receive the Holy Ghost right there in the pew. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's always evidence. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is always the same. It's been consistent throughout the New Testament scriptures. Acts chapter 2, verse number 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's what happened in the Bible. Over and over and over again, it happened in the Bible. They spoke in tongues when they were filled with the Holy Ghost. The initial evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost was speaking in tongues. That's how they knew that they had been filled with the Holy Ghost. It's a common sign in Scripture. 120 believers spake in a new tongue as the Spirit gave them utterance on the day of Pentecost. Then 3,000 were later added unto them. Amen. The physical evidence, the household of Cornelius received the Holy Ghost, and the physical sign was speaking with tongues. it was the sign to which Peter called their attention. Acts chapter 10, verse 45. And they of the circumcision, that's the Jews, which believed, were astonished. They were surprised, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. Musicians, would you come? Multitudes, many, are receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the last days, God is pouring out His Spirit upon the church. Praise the Lord. God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh everywhere. Praise God. Yes, it's happening here. Yes, God is doing good things here. Yes, God is a miracle worker. He's a healer. He's a provider. And He wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And I'm closing with this. But ye, someone point your finger right there in the middle of your body. Ye, that means me. Somebody say that. That means me. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. In case you didn't know, that is Uncasville, Connecticut. From Jerusalem, far part of the earth. God wants to pour out His Spirit right here. Amen. Would you lift your hands with me? Would you love the Lord with me? Would you magnify God for just a little while? Amen. Whatever it is that you have in your life that you need today, my God is able to meet your need. Yes, this altar is open if you'd like to pray. God can heal your body. God can save your soul. You can be baptized today. You can receive the Holy Ghost today. Whatever it is, God is able. Love Him now with me. Would you lift your hands? Magnify God. Worship Him in Jesus' name.
Hear our cry, be lifted high in this place. Lord, we want You. No one else will do. In this place, oh, hear our cry, be lifted high in this place. Lord, we want You, no one else will do in this place. Chains are broken, eyes are open. Miracles are in this place, and hearts are mended, grace extended. Miracles are in this place. Chains are broken, eyes are open, miracles are in this place. Oh, hearts are mended, grace extended, miracles are in this place. Hear our cry, be lifted high in this place. Lord, we want You, no one else will do in this. Oh, hear our cry. be lifted high in this place.
Lord, we want you.
Lord, we want you. No one else will do in this place. In this place, oh, chains are broken, eyes are open, miracles are in this place, hearts are mended, grace extended, miracles are in this place. Oh, a miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this place. Yes, a miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. Yes, a miracle can happen in this place. Oh, a miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this place. Oh, a miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. Oh, a miracle can happen in this place. Oh, with Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen in this place. Oh, with Jesus it will happen. Oh, with Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen in this place. Oh, chains are broken, and eyes are open. Miracles are in this place. Yes, hearts are bending, grace extended. Miracles are in this place. Oh, hear us cry, be lifted high
in this place. Oh, yes, God,
Lord, we want you. No one else will do in this place. Oh, hear our cry. Lord, be lifted high in this place.
We want you, Lord.
We want you. No one else will do in this place. Oh, chains are broken, eyes are open, miracles are in this place, and hearts are mended, grace extended. Miracles are in this place. Oh, chains are broken, eyes are open. Miracles are in this place. Oh, and hearts are mending, His grace extended. Oh, miracles are in this place. Oh, with Jesus it will happen. With Jesus. Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen in this place. Oh, with Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen. Oh, with Jesus it will happen in this place. Oh, with Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen in this place. Oh, with Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen. Oh, with Jesus it will happen in this place. Yes, chains are broken. Eyes are open. Miracles are in this place. Oh, and hearts are mending. Grace extended. Oh, miracles are in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Jesus, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you're worthy, God. Amen, amen, amen. It's by faith. It is by faith that a person can come to God and confess their sins to the Lord. It's by faith. It's by faith that a person can turn their life around. Amen. In repentance. Amen. It's by faith that we are washed, amen, with the precious blood of Christ when we're baptized in His name. Amen. And it's by faith that we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's all by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. People like to point out, they say, well, you're doing something. You're the one that's doing. It's works, works, works. Uh-uh. I did not do a single thing to save myself. No. That's why every part of the plan of salvation is a gift from God. Every single part. It's the gift of repentance. It's the gift of remission of sins. And it's the gift of the wonderful, powerful Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that God has done this in my life. Amen. It's been years and years and years ago that I experienced this powerful salvation. And I'm telling you what, it has kept me my whole life. Amen. It's going to keep me until I pass away. Amen. And then if that same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He shall also quicken your mortal body. Amen. We'll come up out of that grave because God filled us with His Spirit. Amen. I'm so thankful for it. Hallelujah. I wanted to just add a little bit of color to something that Pastor was talking about in baptism. Amen. You know that Jesus gave the Great Commission. He said, it's in Matthew chapter 28. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. All power. That means He's almighty. Amen. And then He said, to go ye therefore and teach all nations. Amen. Baptizing them in the name. Everybody say the name. The name. Why don't you hold up your finger like this and say the name. The name. The name. There's only one name. Amen. Acts 4:12 said that neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name is the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus is the name of the Father. It is the name of the Son. It is the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you were baptized, raise your hand. If you were baptized, raise your hand. Amen. If you're comfortable with this,
If you were baptized in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, keep your hand raised. All right. Can I just tell you something? That if you were baptized that way, that there is no place in Scripture where people were baptized using the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's the truth. I'd like you to search the Scriptures and find a place where any person was ever baptized using titles Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It never occurred, and I'm very confident in that. I would stake my house on it. Amen? But I have good news for you. Every person that was baptized in Scripture was baptized using the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord. The name of Jesus Christ. And this water is warm. There's no reason for you to have to leave here today without being baptized the way the Scriptures say. Amen? Jesus says, search the Scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me. He's the one that died on the cross. He's the one that shed his life's blood. He's the one, amen, that poured everything out. And it's in his name that we can receive salvation, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you were not baptized in that way, I appeal to you with everything that is in me. Amen. You can do it right, and it does not take long at all. We've had a wonderful move of the presence of God. I'm confident that you're in a spirit of worship right now. I'm confident that you're in a spirit that will respond to the Word of God. Amen. If you want to be baptized today in the name of Jesus, we have a change of clothes for you. We have warm water here today. You can be baptized. Do it right. Amen. In Jesus' name, just like it says right on the sign behind me. Amen. Tell somebody if you want to be baptized. Just tap somebody on the shoulder and the word will get to us. Amen. That's all you got to do. And if you don't want to do it today, I don't know why, but think about it. Search the Scriptures. I want to be absolutely 100% confident that I am doing things in my life and that I'm saved the same way that they were in the Scriptures. Amen. It's very, very important. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray right now. Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord God, to shine your light of truth, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask you, God, that you would open up our understanding, Lord, just like you did, oh Lord, in Luke chapter 24, you opened up their understanding concerning the Scriptures, God. I'm asking you, Lord, open our understanding. Show us the need, oh God, for your great salvation in our life, Lord. Lord Jesus, we want to be justified by you. We want to be sanctified by you, God. Lord, we want to be changed by you, Lord God. Lord, we want our lives to be complete and changed and saved, oh God. Oh Lord, even by you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, would you press on somebody's heart right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, to understand the truth, Lord God. To understand your will, Lord God. Jesus, we thank you and praise you for it, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Can we lift up our hands and worship him today? Thank you, Lord, for this great salvation, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so thankful for you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Unless you want to be baptized, then come see us. Amen. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah.